Welcome, Mahmoud.
Thank you. Good morning.
So there's I've got a press release here on the 24th of August. The Turkish army occupied the city of Jarablus. Would you be able to tell us a bit about the significance of that?
Yes, sure. Look, Jarablus is very close to Turkish border. It's populated by mainly Arabs, Kurds, and other minorities as well, including the Turkmen. And Turkish army entered that, and supposedly with the so-called Syrian Free Army. And Turkey has a long time goal to enter or invade in Syria. When conflict started in Syria, Turkish state and Turkish army was very keen to enter, but they couldn't enter the Syria. And this invasion was a handover by Islamic State to Turkey. In fact, there wasn't any fighting. And as you know, Islamic State can hold a city for a month and against any forces. But within 3 hours, Turkish army and so-called Syrian Free Armies members, they entered the empty streets of Jarablus. And we have some local people and news coming from local people. Sorry, they were saying a week before this invasion, Islamic State members, they evacuated they withdrew from the Jarablus. Some of them went El Bab area, and some of them went to Turkey. And some locals claims some of those Islamic State members, they just changed their clothes and shaved, and then they enter Jarablus back with Turkey. But Turkey's main aim, I should say this, is not really Islamic State or any other jihadist groups over there. They don't want the Kurds and those groups with Kurds, with other minorities like Assyrian, Armenian, or Turkmens, or Arabs, to have kind of democratic federal system in northern Syria. Mm. Therefore, as soon as they enter Jarablus, they start to bombard Democratic Syrian forces and Minbij military council's positions south of the Jarablus, which there is no any member of Islamic State doesn't control south and east of Jarablus, but they start to bomb position of YPG as well, not Islamic State.
Yeah, right. And Minbij had previously been taken by Syrian Democratic Forces. They kicked ISIS out of that area. So
sure, they fought for that about 73 days.
Hmm.
And their next goal was to move more west and El Bab area and Azaz area, and then able to join the Kurdish canton Afrin to rest of the northern Syria.
Hmm.
And therefore Turkey is just Turkey's main goal was to prevent this. Syrian Democratic Forces able to control Turkish border, obviously Turkey couldn't have this supply to go through a jihadist, and the Turkey's border is a major point where all jihadists and their arms supplies go through and easily.
Mm. And so with Jarablus, it sounds like the Turkish army have basically kind of done a tag team with Daesh. They've done like a wrestling move, a tag team, where one wrestler jumps out and then the other wrestler jumps in.
Definitely. There wasn't any fighting at all. Just within 3 hours, the Turkish army entered there. As everyone knows, what happened in Minbij and or Raqqa or Mosul, ISIS is very capable to defend cities and towns. They have experience. They wouldn't, within 3 hours, they wouldn't, be defeated. It wasn't really big forces, any major forces anyway. It just handover. We believe there was some kind of agreement prior to this invasion between Islamic State and Turkey. Otherwise, it wouldn't. It was a scenario, very comic. Anyone who takes armed conflict serious they could see there wasn't any conflict, any fighting, just handover, change hands, but from Turkey to Islamic State move more west, Elbab, but Turkey instead of going behind them, they stick with to fighting with the Kurdish forces and Syrian Democratic Forces.
So it's further evidence, as if any was needed, of this very close relationship, symbiotic kind of relationship between the Turkish government and ISIS.
It is, but there is another point need to be make. International powers, like without Russian permission or USA permission, Turkey army couldn't enter to Syria, and somehow they let Turkey to enter in Syria. We don't know what they got from Turkey. Definitely they must have something from Turkey as well. And they were so quiet for a while, and still they're not really against. They just they're just sometimes warning Turkey, but this is not really serious. We wonder why they let Turkey to enter Jarablus, which Turkish this make Islamic State even stronger. Otherwise, Syrian Democratic Forces and Kurdish forces together, they would clear northern Syria from Islamic State. But by Turkey entering there, they in fact protect Islamic State. And USA and Russia, they claim they fight against Islamic State. And then why they not saying anything against Turkish position? In fact, as I said, without their permission, Turkey couldn't enter and couldn't bomb also. Turkish warplane, they couldn't fly over Syria. But Russia let Turkey to Turkish air force to fly over Syria because it's controlled by Russia almost in that area. This is very strange as well.
Especially considering previously, was it the Turkish shot down a Russian plane?
Yes, did. Since then, Russia didn't let any Turkish air force to fly over Syria. And recently, Turkish president and Russian president they meet after they had a meeting after that incident. It's been for a while. The relationship was very bad, and suddenly this shows how imperialist works, how international powers work. When it comes to their national interest, they don't really care about other people. I guess history shows us they can be one day enemy, next day ally. It's all about their interest.
It's not very good for Kurdish people getting squashed by the competing machines.
Unfortunately, after the First World War, there's a statuto in Middle East, and the West doesn't want this to change. Kurds to have any power. The main reason, especially Kurds in Rojava in northern Kurdistan, they want a democratic. Autonomous, like a democratic communal federal system for everyone, not for the Kurds. They want a more egalitarian system. They want social justice. They ask for women rights or minority rights, and all this because of this view, and they don't really support Kurds. Ideologically, Kurds want fairer or let's say democratic socialist or Middle East. This idea never gonna be supported by USA or Russia or Turkey. Anyway, according to Turkey, Kurds shouldn't have any right at all in anywhere of the world because their state based on denial of Kurdish identity, and still they don't want even existence of Kurds.
All right. So, does the Democratic Community Centre have any upcoming events? How can people here sort of show solidarity or kind of protest this Turkish incursion?
Many protests, and also time to time our comrades from Socialist Alliance, they come and join us, thanks to them and also other Australian who all concern and come and support Kurds. This is not only Kurdish fight, Kurdish struggle. I mean, we asking for rights of anyone in that area also around the world. We want social justice. We want a democratic, real democratic system. And we don't have anything within the next few days, but when it happens, usually we on Facebook or we advertise on media release and on Australian for Kurdistan, also they advertise and they probably can find out through Australian for Kurdistan and by getting in touch in our center.
For sure.
But soon probably we'll have another probably demonstration or meeting about what's happening in Kurdistan. And because situation in North Kurdistan in Turkey is very bad as well. It's getting worse.
Mm. Yes, with this crackdown by the regime there. All right. Well, we'll have to wrap it up. But thank you very much for the report. And
Thanks for this opportunity.
Yeah, no worries. And we'll keep passing on information. Keep an eye on the Australians for Kurdistan website and Facebook to look out for local events. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks heaps, Mahmoud.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.